I guess this is basically Lars von Trier's nightmare. He wrote it on his sick bed, supposedly after sort of battling depression. It's a paranoiac story. It's about, it stars Charlotte Gainsbourg and Willem Dafoe as a grieving couple who retreat to their cabin in the woods, and there everything goes haywire. It's a film that has the gender wars playing out. It's a film that has quite explicit genital mutilation in it. And it's a film that also has a talking fox that appears to tell us that chaos reigns. And that seems to be the worldview of the film.
The feminist writer Julie Bindel, writing in today's Guardian, says this is the sickest general release in the history of cinema.
Well, that was the general feeling when the film premiered at the Cannes Film Festival the other month. It was called an abomination. It was called a film that hates women. And it was referred to as the spectacle of a director having a breakdown, that it was it posed the spectacle of a director going mad. So that was the general consensus of it. And Lars von Trier was actually sort of barracked at the press conference when he tried to defend the film.
Even though Charlotte Gainsbourg did win an award at Cannes.
She did win the award. And again, that caught a lot of people by surprise. And yeah, I think it is kind of justified. I'm not even sure if technically you could say it's a great performance, but it's certainly a brave performance.
Do you like the film?
I do like the film. I'm sort of aware that I'm going to be a real pariah for saying this. And, you know, sometimes maybe films, you don't always wear your favourite films as sort of badge of honour. Sometimes they can be a badge of shame. And maybe this does say something about me. And yet I would defend it against charges of misogyny. I don't think it's a misogynist film. If you define misogyny as someone who hates women or believes that men are superior to women, I don't think that film qualifies. Certainly it doesn't qualify on the latter count. Basically, for the purposes of the drama, Lars von Trier sets up the Willem Dafoe character as the embodiment of kind of patriarchal reason and order, and Charlotte Gainsbourg as the agent of chaos and nature. Maybe that's a bit of a cliched kind of gender stereotyping, and yet the film, if anything, portrays the Willem Dafoe character as much more flawed and weak and oppressive, and the Charlotte Gainsbourg character as vital and in some ways more sympathetic than Dafoe.
Will this be Lars von Trier's final film?
Well, he's saying that he's taking a hiatus. The thing with Lars von Trier, and I think it's a thing that complicates people's responses to his films, is that you're never sure quite how much to believe him. And this film is in the same vein, in that it is loaded with kind of booby traps and little games and little jokes and things that are kind of deliberately designed to get a rise out of the audience. So now Lars von Trier is saying that he has had this depression, he still has this depression, and he's now going to be kind of puttering around his garden, leading the life of a convalescent. But, you know, you have to remember that before Antichrist, he said he wasn't making another film at all anyway. So, you know, I think take everything that he says with a pinch of salt.
And what's the talking fox all about?
The talking fox, apparently, this is all from Lars von Trier's life. Again, do we believe him? Who knows? Lars von Trier said that he went on what he calls shamanistic journeys as a young man and actually did meet a fox in the woods and had a conversation with the fox, and the fox told him that chaos reigns. So here is the fox embodied in his new film.
Well, I'm glad that's sorted out. Zan, many thanks.